2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1 says this, "Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year, and David sought the face of the Lord." So Israel faced a crisis, a 3-year famine. People suffered, and it didn't seem like there was any end in sight. But the famine wasn't just a natural disaster. It was the result of an unresolved sin from Saul's reign. The Israelites had broken a covenant with the Gibeonites, shedding innocent blood. And now, the weight of that injustice hung over the nation. David, recognizing that this was more than just bad luck or bad weather, he sought the Lord. And when he learned of the cause, he took action to make things right. You know, the Gibeonites didn't ask for money or land. They asked for justice. And though it was difficult, David honored their request, ensuring that Israel upheld its promise. And only then did the famine lift. And so this passage reminds us that sin has consequences. Unresolved wrongs don't just disappear, they linger until they are dealt with. And so are there areas in your life where God is calling you to make things right? Are there past hurts, broken relationships, or sins left unaddressed? Seeking God's face means being willing to bring those things before Him and taking the necessary steps to bring reconciliation. And so ask God to reveal any unresolved areas of this sort in your life and pray for courage to take steps towards reconciliation. And as you pray, lift up Yairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica, and also pray for the Cacchiquel LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Guatemala. When we seek the Lord and act in trusting, faithful obedience, He is faithful to restore and heal.